This isn't the first time we've tangoed with the film economy. In fact, New Orleans was cited multiple times in the early 1900s by film creators, producers from New York and Chicago who were looking for a southern location in order to open a film studio. Probably the most serious attempt was by this guy, Zelig, who was completely gung-ho that New Orleans was going to be the next New York for silent film production. And within about 6 months of operating a studio down here, he hopped the first train, went off, and actually established what would become the first Hollywood film studio. But after those people with loads of film experience came and left, people in New Orleans got a little bit of the film bug and decided they were going to try it on their own. And so there were two to three different studios between 1912 and 1919 that opened and closed in Bayou St. John.
Why didn't it work?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with basic economics. The key to film production is really distribution. All the distributors were still located in New York. And the reason why I think we're not so familiar with it today is that intervening the silent film economy and the global film economy was 70 years where Hollywood was the dominant location and production place. But it's with the globalization of the film production industry that then suddenly you have these little Hollywood North, Hollywood South, Hollywood East, Hollywood Wests popping up all over the world.
So, with the silent film industry, Hollywood had not yet established itself.
Right. So New Orleans was actually looked towards, along with Jacksonville, Atlanta, Memphis, as potential sites where companies from New York were going to go and move their operations because they were looking for somewhere that they could produce year-long. They were looking for places that were close to easy transportation because all the film stock was still produced in the Northeast. New Orleans fit the bill in really almost all of the categories.
And can we talk a little bit about what's going on currently with film in New Orleans?
Yeah, the Louisiana region, aka Hollywood South, since 2002 has had one of the most generous tax incentives for the production of major motion pictures and television series.
And can we talk a little bit about what those tax incentives are in the state of Louisiana? Can you break it down? Like, what are we giving them and what are they giving us?
That's the debate. I mean, I can tell you what the policy is that any production that has a budget of over $300,000 can apply for what's called a tradable tax credit. That credit gives them 30% off all of their expenditures made in Louisiana, plus an extra 5% for any labor that is contracted that has local residency. So, really, when a production company is seeking to produce, they're no longer seeking necessarily the location that best fits the script. They're seeking the location with the cheapest bottom line. And right now, that bottom line is cheapest in Louisiana. But a production company that's based in California doesn't have a local Louisiana tax burden. So they have to offload these credits. And so the way they do it is that there's this whole other market that it's been created for taxpayers who often would owe a minimum of $5,000 or $10,000 in taxes to then bundle the tax credits, purchase them, and get a tax break for themselves. It has not been transparent as to who buys these tax credits. What the state is getting has been a moving target. The earliest policy in 1990 was really motivated around promoting the state. As I said, productions can be anywhere now, and so frequently New Orleans, our city, will stand in for Memphis, New York, Metropolis, USA. So that rationale then gave way to another rationale, which was it creates local jobs. And we have been growing the local labor force, but not nearly to the capacity that would be needed. So a lot of the labor that is used for production actually comes from the outside. So now they'll talk about multiplier effects, and they'll talk about all the dollars that are spent here that could have been spent somewhere else. Whenever you have any visitor to the city, they take hotel rooms, they eat in nice restaurants, and those dollars are then combined in the state's estimates of what are the positive impacts of the film economy. The thing about the film industry, which is really interesting, is that many people would support economic incentives for film production that they wouldn't for other industries. If we said, you know, we're going to give a 35% tax break to oil and gas exploration off the top, there would probably be a different kind of debate than the debate that happens around Hollywood film production. And so culturally, there's a kind of aura around the industry that allows people to have a kind of conversation that then filters into economic policies. But to kind of make film production into the bad guy would not be my intention. It's government's job to try to mobilize that industry through some kind of investment. It's a very typical public-private partnership strategy. That said, it's an incentive. It's not meant to be a permanent subsidy. So most of these film tax credit policies were started under the promise that at a certain point, the industry would be established on its own and those would be sunset. Right now, we're 13 years into it, and the sunset provisions were actually repealed by the state.
Was part of your intent to have the current citizens of Louisiana be thinking about the past so that we think differently about the present?
I think what I want to do with all my research is really just have more of a public discussion around those industries. I've been disappointed that the debate has been so limited to people's personal experiences with seeing actors or getting a gig. I mean, those things are all important, but I'd like us to also have a kind of larger view. You know, if we want to have a film economy here, what's the way it should be structured in order to avoid some of the excesses that we saw in the early 20th century?